And now back to the news. Here's Alison.
The construction sector is very busy in Norwich at the moment, and we now have news of three new buildings and the opportunity to improve many of Norfolk's houses. A massive new student apartment block just off Rouen Road is expected to be approved soon. 120 new flats may soon be built on a derelict site at Duke's Wharf. A new Travelodge hotel is going to be opened right next to the Norwich Market. And hundreds of Norfolk homes are to get better insulation and heating after the government has awarded grants to Norwich, Great Yarmouth, Broadland and South Norfolk. Here's Mike to tell us about the first of the new buildings.
Plans for a massive new student development in the city are set to be given the green light by councillors this week. A purpose-built student apartment block with a gym, cinema and entertainment space is set for the former Richard Nash showroom and garage in Norman's Buildings off Rowan Road. Cross Lane Student Developments wants to demolish the existing structure and build a complex of 141 studio bedrooms in a building that would range in height from 3 storeys to 9 storeys. The development would be car-free with 54 double-stack cycle racks within the building. The proposals set to go before Norwich City Council have been altered from a previous application which was drawn up in 2019. Changes include a reduction in the height of the building by 1 metre, cutting 5 units from the plans, relocating bin and cycle storage, and the removal of a roof terrace.
More than 120 new flats could be created at an eyesore site in the heart of Norwich, which has stood empty for more than 20 years. London-based Bricks Group is about to lodge plans to redevelop the former Eastern Electricity Board site at Duke's Wharf. This site off Duke Street has been vacant, except for use as a car park, since 1999. The developers, who hope to get an application lodged with Norwich City Council this month, have begun consultation over their plans. They say the redevelopment would provide a combination of modern, stylish residential apartments sitting alongside the luxury student accommodation.
Traders have expressed their concerns over a new Travelodge, which is set to open on the site of Tesco on Guildhall Hill. Many shopkeepers were unaware the budget hotel chain was on its way to the city, with most expecting a 5-star luxury retreat. Instead, one of the UK's largest budget hotel chains is set to open the latest property in its 592-strong empire, directly opposite Norwich's most historic buildings. Johnny George and Paul God of Elements, which is located just metres away from the site of the new hotel on Lower Goat Lane, had split opinions on the plans. Mr George said he was uneasy with the way it had first seemed as though the opening would be upmarket. He said, "I knew a hotel was coming, but it was marketed as 5-star. There's nothing wrong with it, but normally they're out-of-town jobs. I have definitely preferred something more upmarket because it's a nice area."
Hundreds of homes in Norfolk are to get better insulation and heating systems after 3 areas in the county were awarded more than £4 million to make houses more energy efficient. Norwich, Great Yarmouth, Broadland and South Norfolk social housing tenants will get their homes improved after the government awarded cash through the Social Housing Decarbonisation Fund. Norwich City Council successfully bid for £900,000 from the government's pot, and City Hall will add £350,000 more to take the total to £1.25 million. It will use that cash to pay for solid wall insulation in 45 of the city's least energy-efficient homes. The council says that will mean households can generate and retain heat and energy more efficiently, saving cash on bills and cutting carbon emissions.